from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We've got Browns, Cowboys to continue to talk about, and to do so, we welcome on Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, happy Football Friday to you, sir.
Hello, boys. Right back at you.
Well, I got to ask you, we're going to start here where we've been all hour. What does a good stat line, what does a good game on Sunday from Deshaun Watson look like to you?
I would say over 225 yards passing, two touchdowns, no interceptions.
All right, so that's actually not too far off. I said 230, three touchdowns, one turnover, and like a 65% completion percentage. I'd be over the moon with that and a win.
Okay.
Well, you got some judgment there. I heard some doubt in the
no,
okay.
No. I'm just, you know, taking it in the bar that you have set for Deshaun. The three touchdowns.
It's a low bar.
Well,
I mean, it's a very low bar.
But throwing three touchdowns in a game, that's asking a lot. Not many quarterbacks throw three touchdowns in a single game. Now, scoring three touchdowns, the offense scoring at least three touchdowns, that's a different conversation. But throwing three TDs in a game for a Browns quarterback, that doesn't happen very often, Nick.
Daryl, just generally speaking, how much stock are you putting into week one here?
Well, not a lot. I mean, it is one of 17, Chris. My expectation is that the offense is not going to come out firing on all cylinders. I have more expectation that the defense has things together more so than the offense. Even though Jim Schwartz has lamented the fact that he's really not had those guys on the field together, not only throughout training camp, but basically this week was, I think, the first week that he had his entire complement of defenders out on the practice field getting them ready for this game, Chris. So, you know, I expect the defense to pick up where they left off last year in the regular season, not so much the playoffs. Don't need a repeat of what happened in Houston. The offense, I'm willing to allow some latitude there. It's a new offense. Deshaun Watson has not played a lot of football in recent years. His last full season was back in 2020. Sat out 2021, six games in 2022, six games last year. He's coming off shoulder surgery. So, yeah, I am expecting some hiccups. So if he struggles a little bit but the Browns win, I'm not going to kill the guy. Fingers crossed that isn't even a conversation.
So it sounds like to this point, you think the Browns winning is more important than box score from Deshaun or the eye test for Deshaun. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, because there's only one statistic that matters, Nick. That's the final score. So,
well, but when does that flip? Because I agree. By the way, I agree with you. I should say, like, I'm just trying to put a pin on it because I think people move goalposts with Deshaun on both sides. So I'm just trying to say, like, hey, if I see this, I think this is kind of the ballpark of where I'd be impressed. But, like, I agree that winning the game right now is more important than Deshaun looking like vintage Deshaun or even as good as he looked last year. But when does that flip? When does Deshaun's performance start to mean as much as winning? At what point in the season?
I think it starts to matter the last weekend of September. Because, you know, it's similar to the Bill Belichick philosophy, right? I mean, Bill Belichick was famous for doing this in New England, right? They would try... You know, they try a bunch of stuff out in September or whatever, and the Patriots would never really find themselves until late September, early October. Then they got on that roll, and there was just no stopping that freight train every year. And so that's kind of why I'm taking this approach. He didn't get any preseason reps, which I felt he needed, but I totally understand why he didn't get the reps. So, you know, I can't be critical of that aspect. So I'm giving him 3 weeks to kind of get it together here. And then you start to get into week four, that trip to Vegas, and then you got the Commanders after that, a tough one at Philadelphia. So three straight road games there. You need to kind of get it together because then you come home in late October with back-to-back divisional games against Cincinnati and Baltimore. So I'm giving him 3 weeks to kind of find it before I start getting real nervous about whether or not he's washed or not.
Darrell, what's your sense on how the Browns feel about their running game led by Jerome Ford in this early portion of the season when they don't have Nick Chubb?
Well, they sound confident, Chris. The problem for me is I don't know how to evaluate the run game because, you know, they didn't tackle in training camp, and so it's hard to see, okay, was he stopped in the backfield? Did he fight through tackles to gain a couple of yards? Did he, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just really hard to accurately pin down what the run game looks like. Now, flip side, and this is unfair to say because it is Nick Chubb, right?
Sure.
There were times when Nick Chubb in training camp, you know, in years past, would take a handoff and run the ball, and you just went, whoa.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't have any of those moments during training camp this year with Jerome Ford, Pierre Strong, Dante Foreman, and the cast of other guys. And again, I realize that's a little unfair, you know. I'm trying to as I figure out in my mind what my own expectation of what this run game is going to look like, Chris. Like that's what's in my mind. Like, okay, I didn't have any wow moments during training camp, and that's okay. I feel like Jerome Ford's going to do a nice job. I think Pierre Strong in spots will be good. You know, all three guys can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. Dante Foreman's going to be kind of like a short yardage guy, the battering ram, maybe the third down back, something like that. But look, this is an offense that's predicated on the pass first, not the run, as we had seen in years past. And I think that's going to be a little bit of adjustment for Browns fans who are used to them trying to run the ball 25, 30 times a game. I'll be honest with you, if I see 20 carries on Sunday, that's kind of about what I'm expecting to see.
Darrell, we heard today Jed Wills out for Sunday. Jack Conklin, questionable. James Hudson III would be the go-to guy. Now, there's three ways we could play this. Jack Conklin starts, James Hudson III could start, or we could get a platoon. Of those last two options, what sounds better? James Hudson all by his lonesome or a platoon?
Platoon.
Why?
Because I'd like Jack Conklin to be on the field if he's able to be on the field. And if he's able to be on the field, it would stand to reason he would start the game. I kind of worry just a little bit that maybe Jack Conklin isn't ready. Now, we talked to Conklin in the locker room today. He said he's feeling great, feeling good, got through practice these last 2 weeks here perfectly fine and whatnot. You know, the Browns are trying to be tight-lipped about what the specific plan will be at left tackle. But I kind of feel like if Jack Conklin is healthy enough to go, he will start the game and he will play as long as he can. And then James Hudson will be the guy coming in off the bench if Conklin can't finish or Conklin needs a breather. And from my perspective, the way Hudson starts is if Conklin just can't give it a go. That's just my take on the situation.
Daryl, do you think the Browns' defense can be as good as it was last year during the regular season?
I think it can be better. I really do. They basically ran it back. Okay, they made a change in one of the linebacker spots, but everybody's back. This is the second year under Jim Schwartz's defense. Myles Garrett's coming off Defensive Player of the Year. Everybody is, knock on wood, healthy going into week one and available, which you love to see. The quality of quarterback that they're playing this year, much, much different. And we're going to find out starting on Sunday real fast how serious these guys are being better than they were a year ago. Look, I mean, they were great at getting off the field on third down. They finished with the number one overall ranked defense. The problem is they weren't very good in the red zone, and the defense did not travel on the road, right? So if they can tighten up the red zone defense, and if they can tighten up how they play on the road and play, I understand it doesn't travel specifically, but if they can play as close to well enough as they do at home, then, you know, to me, that is definitely a step forward and a step up for them. But they are going to be tested because every single elite quarterback in the National Football League is on the Browns schedule this year.
So, Kadarius Toney, yay or nay?
Well, it is interesting that they released David Bell yesterday. And I asked Kevin Stefanski today if they have a roster move, and he gave a non-answer to that. They've got a
what?
It's either, I know, shocking.
You're saying,
right?
Kevin Stefanski gave a non-answer about anything.
This just in: do we have a breaking news sounder to fire off? Kevin Stefanski did not answer a question today.
Well, surely somebody asked him if he felt like the vibes were there, like he could feel the excitement heading into the regular season. He would be forced to answer that. That's an innocuous question, right?
Hey, well, he actually beat us to the punch because he's requesting somebody. I'm guessing, you know what? Maybe I should just nominate you for this job, Nick. You need to go to the Muni lot at 3:45 with an air horn and blow it so that everyone knows they need to walk over to the stadium. That is an assignment from Kevin Stefanski, not from me. And I'm going to nominate you.
Are we Miami fans? When did this push of I got to be there at 1 o'clock? When did this start?
Well, they want everyone in the seats for the pregame stuff and, you know, the guitar smash, which is actually to their credit, they found something that has kind of organically become a really cool bit to do right before kickoff there. But yeah, I mean they want the place packed in time for kickoff at 4:25. So I get why they're doing that. And let's not forget, it's about a 20-minute walk from the Muni lot, or stumble, depending on your particular condition of lubrication, from the Muni lot to the stadium. So, there you go. That's why. They want the place packed in time for the guitar smash and kickoff.
Who's your best guess for the dog pound captain? J.W. Johnson said with the modern ball.
I know who the dog pound captain is, so I don't want to spoil it for people.
Is it Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Because he said it is, somebody.
It is not Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
That's where your mind went when he said somebody rocking.
No, but somebody sent in on social media, what about The Rock? And I thought that is the biggest Rock-related name that we could go to.
Hey, and you know what? They're going all out for the opener because you got Ohio State's marching band, the best damn band in the land. They're doing halftime. So the Browns are bringing it for national TV, at least from a game presentation standpoint. Now they need the football team to show up, and as Za'Darius Smith said this week, show out.
Is it Donnie Iris?
It is not Donnie Iris. You are 0 for 2.
What about Paul Revere in the Riders?
You mean Paul Revere in the Raiders?
That him too.
You're 0 for 3. Would you like to go for 0 for 4?
Is it anybody's, like, a famous rocker's widow?
No.
Okay.
What does it rhyme with?
I would be giving it away, Chris.
I know that. I tried to get you to stumble.
I know, and I've been sworn to secrecy. How can I say this?
Jimmy Page.
No, not Jimmy Page.
Robert Plant.
No.
Is it somebody with musical influence?
Do they have dentures?
Yes, Chris got a yes on someone with musical influence, but I think that's as much as I should say without really making folks angry at me.
He seems to be making
the
rounds.
What about the dentures? Is that a thing? Give us an age wonder there.
I'll say this. At some point in this person's life, dentures may have to be a thing, yes.
Hmm. So they like meth. Daryl,
no,
great stuff,
that.
Buddy. I inferred it. I mean, don't dangle a carrot if you don't want me to take a bite, friend. Daryl, great stuff, buddy.
Enjoy the football weekend, guys.
We'll see. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So I think because you and I were just talking, I went MGK yesterday, too.
Uh-huh.
When we were responding to the J.W. Johnson audio where he said that the person is a rocker or something around there.
Yeah.
And I think MGK is the obvious one. Do you think Browns fans will pop for that? I don't know. I don't listen to MGK, no offense, M. I don't know what to call the guy. No offense if he's listening. But, like, is that Nick Chubb level? We can get people full Chubb?
I don't think it's Nick Chubb level.
Yeah.
But I do think that people really, really like him in this area.
I do, yeah. I'm just wondering, because I think it's the obvious one. I will say Billy Joel and Rod Stewart, they are here early next week at Brown Stadium.
Mm.
Huh?
Does MGK classify as rock, though?
I don't know what classifies. Okay, Black Keys, still rock, right?
I think so.
I don't know other than that what classifies as rock.
Okay.
I actually think we've got a really cool spot where the only people calling anything any sort of like genre are radio stations. Like when I talk to my friends, I'm not like, let me tell you about this new rock album. No, mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I really like this, or I really like Lucas Nelson, who's more like country rock. But again, I hated myself for saying it's country rock. It's just good music.
According to Wikipedia, which is never wrong.
Yeah.
He is a cross between alternative rock and hip hop.
Ah. One of those fellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rap rock, pop punk, alternative rock, pop rap, hip hop. All right. So see, I guess he kind of...
See, but don't we feel stupid for giving those five explanations?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. But I was just trying to play off of his terminology and whether he would classify him as that so that we can try and guess a little bit more.
And I will say, that was not a shot at you. I've taken plenty
shots
at you.
First.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was not... It's more that somebody took the time to type those five things out.
Oh.
They were the dumb one, not you. You were seeking knowledge. That's good.
Hmm.
Man, I just think it'd be really funny if MGK with those long nails came out and they just shattered as he shattered the guitar. And there's another part of me that thinks if Rod Stewart, who is, I believe, 157.
Yeah.
If he went to smash the guitar and instead he fell apart.
Oh, that would be...
Well, I don't mean literally. I don't wish him to shove off the mortal coil. That's what I'm saying.
That wouldn't be great.
You're taking it too literally.
You know they're going to put this all over social media, TikTok.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's two ways to go.
You don't want him to have that kind of moment at the tail end of his career. Come on. He's an icon.
He's got another 20 years.
He's a legend.
Yeah. Listen, even if he goes
Want that to sully him.
Even if he goes full veggie, they're going to have him out there touring for the next 20 years.
Boy.
They'll just do the Weekend at Bernie's with Rod Stewart.
Oh, jeez.
Or Billy Joel.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm afraid to say anything bad about Billy Joel, though, because he might jawjack me.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
That dude was kind of edgy, like, had a little edge to his personality 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I think he's just mad grandpa now. By the way, I like all
dangerous.
These acts. I do like all these acts. They're just old.
Sure sounds like it, Nick.
They're
it
just
really
old.
Does.
You can have critiques. I like you. I have critiques of you.
Okay. Wow.
Like your kid was scared of me.
Hmm.
The hell's that stuff?
Co-hosting's really fun with you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a walk in a park with you. It's like I got Mary Poppins over here bleeping on everything cool and fun. You hit me with chillin' early in the show as if you were Tupac in his prime.
The search might be more difficult than you think it's going to be there, bud.
Nope. That's somebody else's concern. Just keep feeding me victims.
Yes.
As it pertains to this game, very important sports talk here. Is it prediction time? Are you ready to make a prediction, or do you want to wait till the final segment?
Usually till the final segment.
Well, I was thinking we could talk about something more fun there. But
whatever you want to do. This is your show.
Yeah. You're
my name's
little...
not on this show.
So
I'm just here.
We were talking.
I'm
about
just
this.
Here because it's a home game, and I live about 5 minutes away from Crocker Park.
I love how you just constantly oversell things. It's one of my favorite things about you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick.
Definitely not that you're understated and a little annoying.
Appreciate that.
This is really. We're just being passive aggressive. I promise you that I really do love Chris.
Fit in or fit out.
Yeah. but who's the most important offensive player beyond Deshaun Watson?
Oh, beyond Deshaun Watson. I honestly do think that there's a case to be made. For Jerry Jeudy, because of the attention that Amari Cooper is going to get, because of the caliber of cornerback that he's going to be going up against, and somebody else is going to have to emerge as Deshaun's go-to guy, somebody else to take pressure off of Amari, somebody who can catch and run, somebody who can kind of help the offense tick a little bit. So I'm going to go Jerry Jeudy because I think that's an underrated aspect of how good the Browns can be this season offensively, especially in Sunday's game against Dallas.
Do you think, okay, so is it the same thing? Like the second most important player on offense to Deshaun
mm-hmm.
is the same for the season? And
I don't think it's the same for the season.
Because I would say
I think
for
it's
Dallas,
matchup based.
I would say for Dallas, it's a left tackle.
Well, we don't know who that is.
Well, I mean, I think it's important that it's Jack. I mean, and even then, like, I'm...
Did you get a sense from Daryl that there's some iffiness there
when
it comes to him?
I did.
It doesn't make me feel great.
Well, yeah, but I think the iffiness is his health.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll take a guy battling through health issues that plays through the whistle, other than maybe a guy who's going to be coming off an injury who's known to not play through a whistle.
I would, too, but the sense that I get from talking to Daryl is that there is concern that Jack is going to be ready to go.
And I think that's fair. But, well, then that makes James Hudson even more important.
Yeah.
Because I still think, like, I still don't think James is a bad football player. Like, when Chris Hubbard, who was their swing tackle for a really long time, when he had to line up at left tackle, he wasn't good.
Right, right.
He was alive. He had a pulse.
Yeah, he was out there.
And so
he was a body.
He was out there. I think that's the best way. So, like, that's how I view James. I think James could be a nice guard.
Uh-huh.
And I think they've had to keep him at tackle because they don't have an availability at guard. But, like, I'll be honest with you, no matter who it is, I think them giving you anything close to serviceable on Sunday
mm-hmm.
will go a long way. Otherwise, if that offensive line isn't good, it's going to be all on Deshaun.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Is that what Browns fans want it to be? Like, is there a way, can I sell you an idea that's how people want this set up so that it's almost like a sink or swim moment early in the season?
I think people want to see Deshaun show an ability to overcome factors working against him. And that would be a way to do it.
Okay.
I think first and foremost, people want the Browns to win the game. So whatever is the pathway to winning the game against the Cowboys and starting 1-0, sure. But when it comes to the evaluation of Deshaun and can he be on that elite level with the other guys that we've talked about, it's about being an overcomer. It's about being an elevator of other guys in the offense.
I think it's interesting because I pointed to no Nick Chubb in this game removes the whoopee.
Yeah.
Right. Right? It's the you don't have the thing to fall back on that you've had the last 6 years. I do think that there's an element of that that can be helpful. I also think it becomes a zero-sum game. I think it becomes you better do it or we're going to lose by 10. And I don't know. Like, my confidence, if the offensive line is good enough, not great, but good enough, and that gives Deshaun enough time, I think I'm more comfortable in that scenario than the Deshaun's going to basically do what I think Lamar did. Like, Lamar offensively almost single-handedly won the game last night.
Right.
The offensive line was okay. It was not what it had been in previous years. Likely made a big mistake late in that game. Made actually one or two big mistakes in that game. Zay Flowers continues to be a young player who's kind of a like he's out there for his speed and he doesn't have a lot else to offer other than game-breaking speed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can understand the advantage you have if that happens.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. So I think it's left tackle in this game. I think long-term, I'm going to use similar logic to what you used. But to me, the most important non-Deshaun member of this offense for the season is Njoku. And I think it's kind of like I view Njoku and the defense in the same light, which is like that was really great last year.
Mm-hmm.
But now the important thing is do it again.
Do it again, yeah.
And if Njoku, and I do think he's the guy, I think Njoku and Judy are the two guys who can benefit the most from a healthy and a healthy Deshaun in this new context, because that's the thing Deshaun never had. Like, look back at the tight ends that Deshaun had. The best wide receiver he had was Nuke Hopkins. He had him for a minute before they traded him.
Yeah.
But then it was
Will Fuller.
It was singular guys. It was guys with one speed, one gear. He's never played with a tight end like David until David. And then both have had injury problems. It's two ships passing in a night. And I do think David Njoku, if he can continue to be the yak guy that he was last year, and also continue on with the physicality, I think that's the guy who could really be like 1,000 yards from David Njoku with like 8 or 9 touchdowns is doable if Deshaun is healthy and where the Browns, at least late this week, have said he is.
The other thing you brought up, Judy, I think he benefits greatly. I don't want to say that there's no pressure on him, but he comes to Cleveland with a clean slate. And the 15th overall pick thing is no longer attached to him, right? You have to be the future number one wide receiver for our organization because we drafted you that high is no longer attached to him. The level of expectation that he faced being in Denver by being a mid-first round pick, that's gone. Mm-hmm. He can just be a number two wide receiver.
Well,
right?
that didn't happen to Elijah Moore last year. Elijah Moore was graded at a very high level last year, and the guy was worth 30 picks in the NFL draft. He was worth going from 44 to 74.
Yeah, but
I mean, I agree with you. How I evaluate Jerry Jeudy is, can you outplay fifth and sixth round picks?
Yeah, but Elijah Moore and Jerry Jeudy, like, the pedigree is different. The talent level is different there.
I think the expectations year over year were the same.
Really?
Yeah, I was trying to tamp down expectations for Elijah last year, and by the time the guy actually played really well in the second half of the season, which nobody wants to talk about, it was with Joe Flacco, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
People had written him off. And quite frankly, I think the Browns wrote him off, too, with the decision to go to Jerry Jeudy. Like, I think, and by the way, I'm not criticizing the Jerry Jeudy thing, but, like, I think the Browns saw 8 games of Elijah as not Percy Harvin and then said, this guy sucks, and then moved on from them in their minds. And I'll be honest with you, I think it's a massive mistake. I think the kid's a good player. I actually think Elijah and Jerry stand to benefit from everything you just said, which is eyeballs aren't going to be on them.
Right.
But I do think Elijah took a lot of flack last year from Browns fans. 216-474-0092.
I don't remember hearing that. I mean, you obviously heard it more than I did.
I loved it.
But I just don't remember hearing that with Elijah Moore, and I don't remember that level of expectation beyond the training camp hype that always exists with guys.
Well, you are getting older.
Okay.
Man, we got to stop this.
Guess we
got to turn the vibes. We're getting too bitchy with each other here.
You're the one doing it.
2-1. Take accountability on your side of the aisle. Clean up your side of the street. I'll clean up mine.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.